Good day to you, and welcome to the Chuck Gines Podcast. Chuck Gines documenting the human experience. Just one man in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Today I'd like to talk about our national, and it is a national crisis, I think, of shoplifting. It's a topic that I've covered, especially in my heroin work, because shoplifting is one of the options for raising money for drug addicts. And one of the things I learned in the heroin work that I did and following these guys around is an elaborate network where on the west side of Chicago, there was there's multiples of these, one store that would actually pass out what they would call shopping lists. They would tell the heroin addicts and the junkies what they needed as far as product. Then all of the addicts would go downtown or in other parts of the city to the major retail stores, Walmart, Walgreens, and would shoplift whatever it is that they were in need of. Crest white strips, candy bars, you name it. It was all up for grabs. And then they would bring it to this one store that would purchase all of this stuff, and then that store would sell all of that stolen merchandise to all the local mom-and-pop shops in the neighborhood. I kind of put a rough guesstimate, somewhere around half of the merchandise in these privately owned mom-and-pop stores in the city has been shoplifted from other places. So that's just the heroin aspect of it, or the drug addict aspect of it. And you would be surprised just that in itself, how taxing that is on a business, of how much these people are stealing from there. And it was closing stores at the time. This is like 2015 and 16. Things have really gotten out of hand now, and it's not just drug addicts. There is a huge, huge lucrative business, especially with online sales nowadays. And so a couple of things. One, we have the loss of our police force. We've defunded the police. We've defanged the police in a lot of ways. And we no longer support the police like we used to. And so the police are actually oftentimes in fear of getting involved with things, for fear of them getting sued and who knows what the case may be. A lot of the store policies now are not to interfere with the people that are shoplifting. So now what we have, and this is nationwide reports of this, we have people just brazenly walking into stores, filling up shopping carts, and just walking out. I mean, not trying to hide anything whatsoever. And increasingly, break down a law and order, the police do not respond to these calls. Let me tell you, just connect two dots here that I think are kind of interesting. So recently in Albuquerque, the mayor basically told business owners that they need to hire their own private security. We actually lost, I think, two Walmarts here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they didn't say this, but it's speculated that the main reason is shoplifting. Some of the numbers that they were talking about at the Lowell's, like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of theft on just one type of product. I guess Tide Pods. Soaps are really valuable at the moment. Who knows what it is? But it's such a big thing that is happening right now. It's driving businesses out. Big retail businesses like Walmart, that are just closing up shop. And so then the other aspect of it is amazing that these business owners, a lot of it was liquor stores that were complaining in Albuquerque that, hey, these guys are just, you know, walking out with the liquor. And they tell them, well, you need to put your liquor up behind cabinets, and you need to hire your own security forces, because we just don't have the resources to do that. At the same time that's going on, I have a friend of mine, South Chicago suburbs, that's had a business for over 20 years and in the food industry. And he's going around rounds with the city of him having to provide his own security at a public city building. This is incredible. They won't They won't supply security. So we see this happening everywhere. There's a breakdown of law and order, and there's a lot of looting and a lot of stealing going on. And this is, you know, one of the signs of a collapsing culture. It's all around us, all over the place. It's very sad. It's even quite frightening. But shoplifting is a huge problem in this country right now. It just you know, now with the online sales, what people are doing is they're reselling this stuff on eBay and probably Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. And I see a lot of people even on like the side of the road or at flea markets with obviously stolen, you know, half a truckload of whatever product it is. You can imagine that it wasn't acquired legally, more than likely, with deals. Oh, there was someone at the flea market not too long ago with a bunch of DeWalt drill bit sets for a fraction of the price. I didn't buy one, but I thought to myself, oh, this has got to be stolen because this is, you know, 75% off of retail price, and the guy's got 1,000 of them, you know, these nice little DeWalt drill bit sets. So it's everywhere. It's all around us. And law and order is breaking down. And it's very sad to watch this happen. And it's just amazing. You know, I was connecting the dots this morning, talking with my buddy, what he has going on, you know, thousands of miles away from me. And here in Albuquerque and our local town, it's, you know, the same thing with the shoplifting and the stealing. And, you know, the Walmart in Edgewood now, last time I went there, they had even more products now. Behind glass cases where, you know, you just want to read the labels, you know, you can't look at things anymore because you have to go get a employee and a staffer to unlock the cabinets so you can actually look at the products. And it's actually kind of frightening, you know. We're turning into a third world country, and we're breaking down on all fronts as far as I can see, and I don't know if there's anything we can even do about it. Where do you go? What do? You know, it's, I don't have any answers to that other than don't participate in the insanity and try to duck and try to stay out of the way of the bullets and walk in between the raindrops, I guess, is about the only thing one can do at this point, because it just seems so widespread and, so deep, you know, at this time. But, shoplifting, it is a huge, huge problem. Everybody have a good day. Hey, I would like to also, if you enjoy and benefit from independent journalism, I do have donate buttons here for PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account. If you want to have a mutually beneficial exchange and you value this type of reporting and commentary, consider giving a dollar or two. You don't have to give a whole bunch. Also, I have a membership area here as well. I think it's like $9.99 for an entire year. A lot of the podcasts are behind the paywall there. A lot of different topics covered, and I have a lot of podcasts more that I'll be uploading in the future. So that's another way that you can help support independent journalism. And I also have some magazines for sale, and I have a book coming out pretty soon, within the next probably hopefully a month and a half or so. I'll have a book for sale as well. Please share these with people, and leave a comment if you would. If you're a member here and logged in, you should be able to leave a comment on these posts. So, yeah, man, if you go down to Deep Venom, keep some money in your shoe. Woo! There's a lot of robbing and looting going on out there. Have a great day.